Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Find what's on your mind, audience. Once again, I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn over there riding shotgun.
Yo.
And we are ready to rock and roll on what's on your mind.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that.
Here's how you join the program. Call us up.
The stars and stripes.
855-200-1776. Our toll-free telephone number. Press 2. And Daniel will answer the call and say, what's your name? And we'll chat shortly after that. You can call 271-1100. Kevin will answer the phone. He'll say, what's your name? Where are you from? And we'll chat. You can text us too. 701-237-1590. We'll get your comment right away. 701-237-1590. Let me start with a word about Earl Strinton. Earl Strinton was both a political force in North Dakota, legislative leader, as well as one of the greatest backers the University of North Dakota could ever hope to have. And I watched him more at the UND role than I did in the legislature. Because when he was there, I wasn't watching as much as it was happening in the legislature, but certainly watched him at UND, Executive Vice President of the Alumni Association, and later as one of the tacticians in making sure that Ralph Engelstad's wishes were adhered to in the construction of the Engelstad Arena. I had the great honor of being in a small circle of folks that were part of a building committee for the Engelstad Arena, as we know it today. And Earl was part of that group, and he was just masterful. He knew Ralph very well and knew Ralph's wishes and was always maneuvering to make sure that what Ralph wanted adhered with what the university wanted, and everybody was happy. And that was no easy feat, I'm here to tell you. It certainly wasn't, but he was masterful at it. He was very, 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 very good at it. And more so in my Grand Forks days, occasionally after I moved to Fargo, but I'd get a call from Earl, and he'd want to give me sort of his take on a particular situation, a little background on a particular political fight or whatever. Always enjoyed those calls. Learned a ton. Just a gem of a human being. He really was. Really sorry I didn't get over a chance to see him before he passed away, because I had heard after his beloved wife passed away, Jan, not all that long ago that he was in pretty good shape and taking visitors, and I just never got over there, so I feel bad about that. But a real dandy. Earl Strindon. A legend that we've lost, one of the giants of the North Dakota political scene. And a very kind human being. Just very, very... I don't know what the word is.
If Dr. Tom in Fargo's Vagan Strindon vision is related to...
It's his son.
Oh, it is his son?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I love Dr. Tom. They're great people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his son.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Unique name. I do remember the name.
From Litchfield, North Dakota.
He was back, what, like early 80s? Would that be right? Early, mid-80s?
Well, he extended back further than that.
A governor, he was...
In the political realm, probably the 80s more so than the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, the Engelstad Arena came together about 1999, 2000.
Yep. So, oh, I remember the name.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big part of that. Anyway, rest in peace, Earl Strindon. One of the giants, a real legend, no doubt about that. Listener texts in here, there's no accountability of where the billions are going in Ukraine. Here's something for you to ponder. What if a portion of those dollars are circling back and funding a takeover of our elections in November? Think I'm crazy? Check out the Lazarus Group. Some say World War III will be fought with ones and zeros.
I don't think you're crazy. I know about that, and wouldn't surprise me at all. In fact, you kind of got to expect it, don't you?
Goes on to say, the players that say this are involved in Ukraine. Just saying. This will give you something to ponder, Scott, when you're in the hot tub.
Pondered it. Totally with you. This has got to stop until we... Not one more dime is what I would say. Not one more dime there until you tell us where every penny's gone so far. Because he's right. There is no accountability, no oversight on most of this.
Another listener. Welcome to the new pandemic. We're being held captive by the Biden destroy fossil fuel inflation virus. Also, with the decline in enlistments in the military, I wouldn't put it past the Democrats to restart the draft. Another way to gain more control of the youth and woke them up. I would think the opposite. I would think that they wouldn't want to build the military up. They'd want to bring the military down.
Well,
myself.
Clearly we're in trouble with all of this woke nonsense.
Another
all of it.
Listener says, what about CCP police in New York? Stupid? I don't know anything about that. You, Kev?
I hadn't, but I'll do some digging. What is it? CCP, so Chinese Communist Party police in New York?
That's what it says.
Okay.
Another listener, Scott, I sent you a video to your email, Carrie Lake handling a press conference. This is why America is in love with Carrie Lake. Trump, DeSantis, they won't be bullied and pushed around by these fake news propagandists. I'm one of the many that are sick and tired of the media lying to the public. Carrie Lake is a force.
Oh.
No doubt about it.
No doubt.
And I've met the woman. I really could detect it the second I met her. And I think a big part of her metal is just the fact she's been in media before. So she's not going to put up with the jackals trying to fire stupid questions at her.
On the Chinese CCP police, the New York Post reporting this morning, Chinese police station in New York City that spies on dissenters run by shady charity on the IRS blacklist. There's a Chinese police station set up to spy on the country's nationals in Lower Manhattan is run by a U.S. charity that is on the IRS blacklist, the Post had learned. The new nonprofit America Change Lee Association owns and operates the service station located above a noodle shop, East Broadway, Lower East.
This is a word salad so far.
Well, if you think that the Chinese government, the CCP, isn't in every university and in every corner of our country watching,
sure.
Doing this is just another one, but now they've shut it down, apparently. They're, you know, yeah.
All right.
And it's running in Manhattan. No problem. New York, New York.
Listener says, on the topic of legends, I love your Rush-like greeting. How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
You know, on that CCP thing in New York, one last thing. New York. Okay, enough said. It's New York. Nothing surprises me about New York or New York State.
They think that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Anything goes.
Texter says, a large number of hard drug arrests start with the odor of marijuana. What happens when this indicator is no longer a basis for a further search? Interesting take. I think legalizing marijuana is a recipe for disaster. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. But we're 19 days away for an election, so if you have an opinion on that, it's welcome right here on the program. And a listener weighing in from Alexandria, Minnesota, I have some audio. It's just for you, Kev. Kamala Harris. You ready for a little Kamala Harris?
All right, fine. All right, I'll sit through it.
Come on.
Did you know you can move for free? Sounds too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Impression. Roxanne. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, any size fountain pump, 79 cents today. And let's tell you what's for lunch today. home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City. Chicken fettuccine in Harwood. Lasagna or Southern Chicken Bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken Alfredo, 12th Avenue, I-29. Salisbury Steak, NP Avenue. Stew in Glendon. Stuffed green peppers in Ulan. And meatloaf on 45th. There you go. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. What did I promise? A little Kamala Harris, didn't I?
Oh, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, this is one of those odd kind of answers when you kind of wonder what the heck's going on.
Under some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, this amazing new law that you are most excited about.
It's an amazing new law, isn't it?
One of the things that I'm very excited about is what we have been doing in terms of electric vehicles. I have a particular fondness, I must tell you, for electric school buses. I love electric school buses.
Who loves electric school buses?
Well, there you go.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Where are the electric school buses? I think West Fargo bought one or something. It's like...
I knew you'd love it.
Oh, boy.
I knew you'd love it. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to see your Kamala Harris. I'm going to raise you a Karine Jean-Pierre.
No way.
Oh, yeah. So listen to this about the Strategic Petroleum, the release of the... of the oil that is supposed to there.
We have a guest on this coming up at the bottom of the hour, by the way.
Gas prices fell at the fastest rate in over a decade this summer.
Listener called, said he keeps track of his fill-ups.
Okay.
November 5th of 2020, yeah. Filled up $1.99 a gallon. He went to South Dakota thinking it'd probably be a little more because they don't have the sales tax in South Dakota. It was actually $1.94 a gallon.
Oh, nice.
On November 6th. Next day.
They've dropped almost every week since June.
So since June, the prices have been coming down. By the way, in June was the national record high price that it's coming down from. But this is the best.
The retailer margin over the refinery price is more than 40% over the typical level. These outsized industry profits margins are adding more than 60 cents to the average price of gallon of gas and keeping prices higher than they should be. This is unacceptable.
How dare you gas station owners make money on gas? How dare you, is what she's saying. 40% markup.
They're clueless.
40% markup. I want you to get our PetroServe USA friends on to see if they're tacking 40% onto the price, because I've always under the impression that convenience stores and gas stations don't make their money on gas.
No.
Because the margins are so tight.
Correct.
Is there a 40%? She just said it. 40% translates to 60 cents a gallon at the pump. That's how much these rich retailers are making.
More of
and she didn't say oil company. She said retailers.
Word salad.
So, I mean...
The retailer margin.
How would she know?
Gas station owners, you're the problem. It's you.
Oh, she even...
that and Putin.
Have an idea. Rick in Alexandria writes, I listen daily and especially Friday when Senator Kramer's on. Could you ask him to address President Biden's executive order of March 9th for digital money to replace the U.S. currency? Also... I don't think that's what it did.
I remember we talked about that. It started something in motion, though.
Right.
There's fact-finding or committees going on or something.
Also understand there's Senate Bill 3571, Banking for All Act, being considered. Is this executive order to take effect, and what is the status of the Senate bill? Sounds like more government spying on us. Thanks, Rick and Alexandria. Appreciate the call. Let's see here. Who's next? Charlie Kirk says there's CCP police stations in New York City. There was an article in the New York Post, and we dealt with that. You read from that earlier, right, Kev?
Yep.
So Joe Biden is going to Pennsylvania to root for John Fetterwoman. That's a word salad speech.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, senile guy stumping for a stroke victim. All right.
Wasn't aware.
I mean, that's fine. Yeah, I wish him well, Mr. Fetterman. No, I mean, people have all kinds of health issues. But come on, man.
Texter says you can't smell fentanyl. Another. Last night on Fox, Laura Ingraham said 84% of Americans believe that mainstream media are a threat to democracy. That's interesting. I would say conservatives would not trust mainstream media, so they'd probably say it was a threat. That number surprised you, 84%? Seems high.
It does seem high, yeah. A lot, I don't know. A lot of these numbers are from polls or wherever.
Lister says, liberal writer Mike McFeely always attacks conservative white men who are far more accomplished than he is. If he wants to target a white man with a multitude of flaws, how about Brandon?
Mike McFeely. How's anyone ever taken him seriously?
There is that.
Hey, it's Mike McFeely on the Mike McFeely Show. The guy never talked in third person. It's like, well, Mike McFeely thing is like Scooter McGavin or Shooter McGavin. Well, Mike thinks that people should... not relevant.
271-1100 to call us. Text us, 237-1590. Joe Biden said this yesterday.
We're calling it a ready and release plan. This allows us to move quickly to prevent oil price spikes and respond to international events. Secondly, we need to responsibly increase American oil production without delaying or deferring our transition to clean energy. Let's debunk some myths here.
Yeah, bring it
on. My administration has not stopped or slowed U.S. oil production.
Why?
Quite the opposite.
Oh, good one.
We're producing 12 million barrels of oil per day.
And
by the end of this year, we will be producing 1 million barrels a day, more than the day in which I took office. In fact, we're on...
All right,
we're calling...
We? Who's we? Not doing anything. And,
can we get Harold Hamm on the phone or anything?
No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore.
Yeah.
No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
What about
we're going to end fossil fuel. Stop the pipeline. Get rid of the infrastructure. Stop it, Kev.
Well, clearly you're not paying attention to the hard work this president has put in on a number of different issues that he's worked very hard on.
So he gets to say...
And then he continues to work hard on these issues for the American people.
When he says, I want to debunk a myth, the past is blotted out.
Just unprecedented record working on this American president.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday she is going to resign and step down from the job she only recently took.
I came into office at a time of great economic and international instability. I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected.
An Air Force jet crashed at the end of the runway near Salt Lake City, Utah on Wednesday. The F-35 crashed at Hill Air Force Base at the north end of the runway. The 388th Fighter Wing tweeted that information. The wing commander at the base confirmed the pilot ejected to safety and that no one was harmed on the ground. One witness on Fox 13 in Utah.
Watching it, I was in the right-hand lane, and then you just see it going down, and then it just hits that hill, and you just see it burst up in flames and then black smoke just going all over the place.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon. Kevin Land is here as well. And we welcome your calls, questions, and comments. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Text us 701-237-1590. Brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They started in 1908. Well over 100 years old. H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in North Dakota cities like Fargo and Grand Forks and Bismarck and Minot, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. There are a whole lot of components to mechanical systems in many manufacturers to incorporate better indoor air quality. They're the pros at indoor air quality, saving you money by extending the life of your equipment, making businesses better and healthier places to work is what they do. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Our next guest is Mark Marie. Mark is Americans for Prosperity Regulatory Policy Fellow. Talk a little bit about the Biden administration reliance on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Mark, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. So let's talk a little bit about the Biden administration's actions on the Strategic Production Response Act. What's going on?
Well, essentially, the administration finds itself, due to its own policies, gas prices have been rising, oil prices have been rising, and in an effort to get what seems like a short-term kind of sugar high to reduce the prices in the short term, they're misusing the strategic reserve to try to run the economy for a few weeks. And that just, won't work beyond a few weeks. And it really shows that they don't have any long-term plan to deal with the energy supply crunch and the cost crunch.
What is the Strategic Production Response Act?
The Strategic Production Response Act is a bill that would force any administration, this one or the next, to come up with a plan to increase production from federal lands and federal waters anytime they release oil or, let's say, diesel from the strategic reserve. It's a check and a balance that says, okay, these reserves are for crisis, so if you're going to use them, then you need to keep the reserve healthy, you need to keep it robust, and the way you do that and you show it is by putting out a plan, within a very short period of time, after the release. And it would make sure that the reserve stays healthy, and it also would make sure that it's not used for political purposes. And I think it's important for people to understand that, you know, the Biden administration is chasing its own tail here. On the one hand, its policies have driven up energy prices, and that's partly intentional, because they want to do this energy transition to, you know, renewables, instead of letting kind of the market decide. And but when prices get too high, they have to go to OPEC. They got to ask for them to produce more. Then if OPEC doesn't listen, then instead of realizing that they were wrong in their policies, they just tap this reserve on a short-term basis. And they're really just kicking the can down the road. Eventually, I think they're going to have to do a fundamental rethink of their policies. And one part of that rethink, I think, may be taking up and working with John Barrasso, Senator from Wyoming, and Kathy McMorris-Rodgers in the House to pass their legislation.
Their plan isn't working anyway, right? I mean, they're using the product from the reserve, and prices of gasoline still remain near $4 a gallon. So, not only are they using it incorrectly, it's not working to bring the desired effect they're looking for. Am I right?
No, not at all. You're right. And you know, a strategic reserve is not meant to run. You're not meant to run an economy on a strategic reserve. It's, you know, a limited supply that's meant for a true emergency, you know, a time of war, or, you know, extended, you know, national crisis. Let's say a huge, you know, natural disaster that would knock out, let's say, refining on the Gulf Coast for, you know, weeks at a time. And that's not what we have here. We have the Biden administration in what seems like a political pinch heading into the midterms. And, you know, I mentioned it might bring down prices momentarily, but just to give your listeners perspective, this announcement would cover about 1 week's worth of the production cuts that OPEC, you know, the cartel of oil producing nations, announced in early October. So this isn't a week of OPEC's total production. It's just a week of the production cut that they announced. So it's really a small amount. But if you release in the right way, it may, again, drive down prices, you know, 10, 20 cents here, but they're going to go right back up. And I think for the long term, it just shows that they're not thinking about the policies that are going to have an impact on people's lives and their pocketbooks 6 or 12 months from now.
I love this.
Really just
My math was at 9 days. It's 9 days worth, 180 million barrels,
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
They put their boot on the neck of the industry.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
I know.
You guys, okay, he's on there blaming the Biden administration. You're on there saying that, but I'm getting conflicted because there's this.
Raking in record profits.
Oh, what?
While more than 9,000 approved drilling permits remain untapped by the oil industry, there is no shortage of opportunity or incentive for oil companies to ramp up production.
So who am I supposed to believe?
Well,
here?
I know. Here's another one from KJP for you.
You're asking oil companies to further lower gas prices. What makes you think that they are going to listen to an administration that is ultimately trying to put them out of business?
How is the administration trying to put them out of business?
Well, they produce fossil fuels, and this president says he wants to end
fossil fuels. And if you don't believe that, let me bring you back to Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden in one of the debates.
No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
There's no question I'm in favor of it.
No more, no new fracking.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
Have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
There you go. I think we have
no more drilling on federal lands. No more.
We have little.
It just keeps going and going.
We have little doubt. Yeah, it's like Groundhog Day, over and over and over again, the same thing, Mark. Right.
Well, that's what I mean when I say we're chasing our own tail. You know, the administration has set up a policy that can't succeed and is really undermining itself, you know, and hurting people, you know, in the pocketbook. And look, the administration may try to blame industry, oil companies, and they cite record profits. I mean, in a time of inflation, all of these numbers are going up, right? Prices at the grocery store, which are partly impacted by energy costs, they're going up. And yes, profits are going up because numbers are going up really across the board. You know, and about the, you know, unused leases on federal land, drilling on a lease will do no good if you don't have a pipeline to bring the product to market. And in addition to being very restrictive in terms of production from federal lands, this administration has been very restrictive in terms of giving access to build pipelines. And this is not new. You can't build a pipeline overnight. You have to think about these things in advance. And stretching back, you know, several years, more than a decade, you know, the president and his allies have been very restrictive because they want to force this energy transition. They realize that, in their mind, one way to do it is to drive up prices so much that the alternatives seem cheap by comparison. But like I said, and, you know, people very quickly get frustrated with that. And I think they need to do a fundamental rethink, and maybe we'll see that once we get beyond the election. But right now they're just kicking the can.
I think what's so frustrating, too, is the mixed messages. I mean, this is in the same press conference. First, it's the oil companies.
Oil companies are raking in record profits. The retailer margin.
Oh, it's the retailers. It's the oil companies, record profits. It's the retailers charging 40% from the refineries. It's Putin. It's anything but what we did. That's what's most frustrating, I think, to me and everybody else. Do you agree, Mark?
Absolutely. And you mentioned, you know, the refining industry. We haven't built a new refinery, a new oil refinery, which is how you turn oil to gasoline and diesel, you know, transportation fuel, stuff you can put in your gas tank. We haven't built a new one in this country in 40 years. And it's not that people aren't, you know, ready and willing to invest or do the work. It's that they can't get permission from the government to do it. And there are cheaper places around the world to do that, and then you just put it on a boat, but maybe send it to the United States, maybe send it somewhere else. So just like with pipelines, you know, there's little sense in drilling oil if you can't refine it into gasoline, and it just speaks for itself. No new refineries in this country in 40 years.
And you put that as much on the Republican administrations as you do the Democratic administrations?
I think that there's a community of activists who pressure administrations, public pressure, lawsuits, try to be very restrictive towards affordable energy. And I think Republican administrations have been much more successful in being immune to that pressure and really looking at the pocketbook issues of constituents and saying, what are the decisions we can take and set in motion today to improve their circumstance. You know, the Keystone XL pipeline, that would have been oil from Canada, would not have been American oil, but we have a good relationship with Canada. You know, the Obama administration, the record speaks for itself. The Obama administration slow rolled it. President Trump, you know, gave the permit. And then on his first day in office, Biden revoked the permit. And so instead of potentially refining increased amounts of Canadian oil, we don't have that option. It would take several years to put it back into motion, whether under this administration or another one.
Fascinating conversation. Thanks so much, Mark Marie, regulatory fellow at the Americans for Prosperity think tank. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Puckledge Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Freedom Matters USA Studios.
I think I'm going to rewrite this song. Welcome to the Hellhole, California.
Welcome to the Hellhole, California.
You hear it now?
Oh, I do.
I'm
going to
get the band together this weekend. We're going to work on that one.
That's perfect. Yeah, you work on that. I'll talk to Jim the Flagpole Guy. Get an update on his travels.
Jimmy!
How are you, sir?
Kevin!
Good, brother.
God, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
It's a beautiful day, man. It's like 50 degrees, the sun is shining, there's no wind. I'm in Kildare, North Dakota, at the Mr. and Mrs. Rick and Linda Reams Ranch. And what great people. You know, they're just like a common everyday, every other, you know, flagpole customer. Great heart, great civic-minded people. They're retired. You could tell he worked hard. He worked 40 years in the oil field. 40 years. And, you know, they're concerned about America. And rightly so. He's got grandchildren. And, you know, we're talking about all the problems and the satanic forces that are, you know, invading our psyche in America. You know, last week I kind of admonished people and I asked them to self-reflect and, you know, get right with the creator God of the universe, you know, and, you know, it's out of love, you know, and, you know, love wins. But this week I want to tell you why. I want to tell you why you should get right. It's because you're loved with an everlasting love, and then you are made for a purpose, and you are born for greatness. You have, and even Tripper agrees, you were born for the greatest life story written. You get one chance while you're here, and, you know, I feel sorry for Joe Biden and the gang. You know, they're trying to relive a history they didn't pay attention to in school, thinking that they could just have all this power over other people. But, you know, we can have our own economy between each other. We can have our own, you know, bond between, you know, like-minded people. We just need to keep going. Another one of my great customers, Mr. Dean Mastel, he says, you know, I say, what do we do with all this? He says, we do what we've always done. We keep the wheels turning. We keep things, the motion going. And we just continue to live doing the next right thing for the next right reason. And I'm going to live that way, you know. These people, they can try as they might to try and destroy us in our way of living. But history will show that they're the ones that are going to pay the penalty in the end. You know, they eat us, then they eat each other. Well, we're not, you know, there's 20 million of us. Our DD-214 did not declare that our constitutional oath that we took to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So if you're worried out there, don't worry. There's 20 million of us that are saying, thou shalt not pass. You guys we're giving you all opportunity square yourself away, but if you're not, you push comes to shove, we will have the last word. We've done it before, we'll do it again. I'm Jim, I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. Come see me in Mandan, North Dakota. We're at 3930 21st Street, Southeast, right behind Kiss Livestock. You know, we're better than ever. We have the flag room. Noah is kicking it with the flag maintenance. Finally able to service the public in a way that meets the demand. We've got the sewing machine going. People are coming and visiting us. You know, we're getting such warm accolades. You know, Middle North Dakota is just a wonderful place, and North Dakotans are wonderful people. South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, you know, the heartbeat of America. And I'm proud to be part of it for such a time as this.
Talk a little bit about what you hear from your customers, about what they get from a displaying of Old Glory.
Oh, you know, they get to, like, relive their memories of the greatness they grew up in and the sacrifice that people have brought. You know, Kevin said it the other day, strong men build strong countries.
Yeah, well, it's a quote. You know, yep.
And, you know, it's a cycle. And if people that don't study history, the cycle goes faster. But what they relive is they relive all the greatness and even people that weren't in the military, they put the American flag up because they understand where their bread was buttered, and they understand that they were born in a constitutional republic that allowed them to exercise their dreams. And they have tears in their eyes. Grown men cry, you know, tears, you know, in a very masculine way. They're just thankful. And they're proud of America, and they're proud of their parents and their their friends and their family, and they all help each other, and they work hard, and that symbol right there kind of puts it all in one package, and they want to show that they are pro freedom, pro individual, pro God, pro, you know, civic constitutional republic, and they're proud of it, and they're not ashamed.
I love it. And Jim helps them display that sense of patriotism, what's in their heart every day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of you, Scott. I'm proud. God bless you. God bless America.
Call them at 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, ndflagpoleguy.com.
Former President Trump just made a big post to his Truth Social site, and he's praising Dick Morris's new book, The Return. Trump says Dick Morris' bestseller is a great book and urges you to get it. The Return reveals Trump is running again and will even win. It's even predicted recent events. The Return alleges that big media, big tech, and the deep state have formed a secret alliance to stop Trump no matter what. But Morris predicts they will fail. Trump calls The Return fantastic, and Dick Morris a real pro. And Newsmax says The Return is the book of the year, already an Amazon number one bestseller. You need to get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com to get your copy today. That's $28 in savings right now when you call 1-800-NEWSMAX. 1-800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com to get your copy today.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.